Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, here we are, man.
Again.
I think so much when I just saw the passing and the honor that was given to Reverend Billy Graham.
You know, yes.
President Donald Trump brought him into the rotunda, and his casket was made by prisoners, you know. Just so much
it's
a humble
life.
Ministry from the beginning to the end. But, you know, why Billy Graham, I don't know if you know this or not, but Reverend Billy Graham was a minister that traveled the whole world. They say individually he spoke to more people, I guess, than anybody else.
I believe 282 million people.
Right. So when he's out speaking out there and he still has a wife and children, guess who's raising the children? It's going to be his wife, Ruth. But they met, and it was a beautiful story about them. We'll have that available to you on the VFN Torch. But she's being interviewed. Ruth Graham is being interviewed by her daughter, which is Anne
Graham Lotz.
But it's her daughter. And she's asking her some very important questions. You could tell they're at the house there, you know, in the Carolinas. And, you know, about raising your children. Because, you know, so often, I mean, there's so much shaming and guilting on parents today in this society. They act like that. You know, they don't.
They're supposed to be perfect.
The fact is not even knowing that it's not correct the way society is necessarily going today.
Sure.
There was a day you had to go out and grow your food, farm your food, milk your cow, do these different things today. And they expect everybody to kind of bring things to them. But listen, while he was going out speaking to how many people?
Over 280 million people around the world.
Around the world. And that was prior to texting and technology.
It was a real miles.
It was real miles that he was gone 6 months at a time, sometimes longer than that, that Ruth was raising their kids. Her son is Franklin Graham, which you know today with Samaritan's Purse. Now, he wrote the book Rebel Without a Cause, so we're not telling you something that's not out there already. But he was a prodigal. I mean, why Reverend Billy Graham was preaching and ministering at a stadium, Franklin was in the hotel next to him, smoking cigarettes, doing all this stuff, you know, not wanting to be able to serve God. And
prodigal is one that's not following the Lord, grew up maybe knowing things about Christ, but is not made a personal decision to follow
the
Lord.
Yeah, and so, you know, that, so how you define a prodigal is that where, you know, you're wanting your children to serve the Lord and know God and His goodness and His forgiveness so their eternity is good and that they'd be blessed. But, you know, you may have a child that just says, you know, all I want to do is just get away from the family and I want to go do my own thing. That's a prodigal. Jesus gave the story about the prodigal. What He said was there was this man, he had his family, and he was loving on his children, his, you know, letting them have the run of the house or whatever's going on, the farm and things going on like that. But one of them said, listen, I want my inheritance now. Everything that you're going to give me, you know, you give it to me and go. I'm like, okay, here's your $25. You know, but whatever it was, he gave it to him and he left. And his life was just a squandered life. It was just squandered.
Squandered. It was wasted?
And, yeah, wasted life. And he ended up, you know, it was a financial crisis and he ended up in a bad depression. And he couldn't even find a job. And the only job he could find was actually feeding pigs. Mm. And the owner of the pigs wouldn't even let him eat any of the pig food.
That's bad.
And it says, at that point, he came to himself. And he realized that I sinned against God and I sinned against my family. Some people will tell them, you're sinning against God, you're sinning against me. And it's like, they know that. Mm-hmm. But they have to come to that awareness. That's called a miracle. Let's see what Ruth Graham said when Anne Graham's asking her the specific question is, you know, what do you do when you have a prodigal child? Let's listen to what she says.
It wasn't too long after you were married that the children began coming along. And I have two brothers and two sisters. And some of us have been better than others of us. And I know you've had at least one prodigal who's written a book, Rebel with a Cause, and more than one, actually. We don't talk so much about the other ones, but so as you were raising us and raising children, and we'll think about the prodigals for a moment, what was there that gave you hope when your children, your prodigal was in the far country?
The promises of God. I mean, they had been given to God before they were born. They didn't stand a chance. You read the poem, The Hound of Heaven. You realize God's going to keep His hand on them wherever they are. And I'm sure He allowed them to go where they went. Because through those experiences, they can relate to other prodigals today. And thank God both are preaching the everlasting gospel today.
That's so exciting when you see that. Let me tell you something. You know, I don't know how old you are, but if you're young, you know, outside of what you think you can get in Google in a search engine, to hear Ruth Graham, who was born in 1920, lived a faithful life, you know, loving God, loving her family, teaching them about things of God, I mean, just supporting, you know, Billy in the context of that, and dealing with Franklin. And yeah. The fact is that that's just honey. That's honey. If you want to know some wisdom, that's honey in regards to what gives you hope. It's the Word of God and the promises of God, and that, you know, you have to entrust the miracles to God.
That's
and
right.
You know, what's a miracle and what's things that you can do. And so, listen, maybe that's you. Maybe you have a prodigal child right now. Maybe, you know, you are, and that pain is tough. I mean, you love your child. You've raised him or her from that particular age, and they seem so free loving and just like everything was great. And all of a sudden, the enemy came in and just tempted them, and they went for it. And they just all of a sudden turned into this other person. And you don't even know who they are anymore. And your heart's broken, and you don't know what to do. And you know, you're praying. Well, listen, maybe that's you. You know, we want to hear from you. Comment below and share that with us, you know, and our community will be praying with you. But also write to us about it. Maybe you were a prodigal and you actually came back to your family, came back to God, and now you're honoring your family. And the truth is, everybody in all humanity, we were all prodigals. And God called us back. The Father is actually Father. God calling us all back through His Son. And it's, we sinned against God and we sinned against man. And we can make a decision for God. And we did that. John and I did that. And we talked about that at meetmyfather.org. You got to find out about how we met Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's meetmyfather.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.